So there's one thing you may not know about me is I am what oftentimes people consider a jack of all trades, a master of none. And for those who don't know what that means, it simply means that you are familiar with so many different things, but you're never really mastering one thing in particular. You know, as a, it's an idea of having knowledge, having a wealth of knowledge in certain things, in a lot of things, but not having an advanced level of knowledge in that, in one thing in particular. And sometimes that can be a detriment to people. So my point in saying that is I very rarely play the long game when it comes to certain things. And that is something that I'm working on. I've been working on that for a long time now. And I'm finally getting now to a position where, or to a space, a mental space where I am beginning to understand the idea of playing the long game. And if, for those who don't know, I've been having a podcast. I've been dibbling and dabbling in podcasting for since 2015, actually. My very first podcast was a narrative podcast. It was an audio drama. And so, and it did pretty decent. It did well. I'm not going to say it did terrible, and I'm not going to say it did extremely well, but it did decent. And oftentimes I ask myself, what would have happened if I would have just played the long game with that and just continued to put out content and things? And sometimes, you know, it haunts me knowing that I had all of this potential at the time and it could have went somewhere. And now everybody is doing audio dramas and stuff like that or whatever. And now everybody has a podcast and things, you know, some of them are great. Some of them are, you know, whatever. But for the most part, I'm not hating on anybody for having one. But my point in saying all of this is, had I played the long game and had I continued to have that mentality or that mindset that I need to see this through, there's no telling where I would have been. But we're not going to get down on ourselves right now because everything happens for a reason, right? Today's episode is mainly about the long game mentality. I had an amazing opportunity to speak with a really great friend of mine, a really great supporter of mine, Angie from the Sincerely Angie podcast. She has been a shining light, you know, for me for a while, for ever since we met each other 10 years ago. And it's been amazing. You know, she's been very supportive of all of my endeavors, anything that I do, whether even though I am considered a jack of all trades, you know, she's always been there to show support, to give insight, you know, to help motivate others, people who listen to the podcast. She's a resident of the show. So she speaks, we talk all the time. But overall, I just wanted to bring you along for the ride with the conversation that I had with her. It was an amazing conversation. We actually talked about almost an hour prior to me picking up the microphone and recording. So sit back and relax and listen to our thoughts on playing the long game. And having that long game mentality. So, yeah. Special shout out to Pacino's in New Orleans, in Metairie, to be exact, on Veterans Boulevard. They allowed us to be able to record in there. If you're watching it on, it's available on my TikTok and my social platforms or whatever. And if you're not, if you're listening to it, then just sit back and relax and just enjoy the conversation that I had with Angie from the Sincerely Angie podcast about the long game mentality.
That is crazy.
Yeah, we're
both wearing black.
I love that for us.
I know, right?
Great minds think alike.
That's right. That's right, y'all. Say, hey, y'all.
Hi.
Welcome. It's been forever.
Yes, it has. It's been over a year.
Uh-oh, what did you do?
Sorry. I'm sorry, y'all.
That's okay.
I got to get used to fancy. I ain't used to fancy.
Oh, my goodness. What are you talking about? It's not fancy.
Yeah,
it's...
This whole little setup is...
Welcome, y'all, to another episode of Discussions with People About Cool Stuff. And this is my new podcast. I talked about it once before, where it's more or less just having conversations with people about just random things, you know. And I'm here with the ever so glamorous, ever so glorious Angie from the Sincerely Angie podcast. She is a resident of Angolio Company. I mean, look.
Yes.
It is what it is.
Yes.
So, and you know, when it comes to like residents and stuff, whenever we haven't seen them in a while, we have to bring gifts, right? So, I got quite a few things here.
No, it's your birthday. I should have been giving you something.
Oh, that's all right, though. That's all right. First things first.
The salted caramel? Yeah.
No, it's the regular one. I didn't get the regular ones. Yeah, I got the regular beaver nuggets for you. Trust me.
I love these,
It just
too,
is good.
No,
it just is good.
Thank you.
Y'all, she loves Buc-ee's, the
sure
beaver
do.
Nuggets.
And I've never been to the store itself, like to the gas station.
Seriously?
Never.
There is
the
one.
The only one who has introduced me with the stuff that you
really
give me. I've never been.
Wow. Here. I know there is one. I saw a sign in La Place where there is actually one. It said it was 87 miles from here, so I'm assuming it's like in Mississippi or somewhere.
Oh, yeah. It's exit 47, I think.
In Mississippi?
I believe so. Because
yeah.
When I was coming from Florida, they was like, you're going to pass it. It's exit 47 or 49. Just stop there. And I saw it, and I'm like, it was dark, so I didn't want to stop.
You didn't want to stop?
And I was by myself, so yeah, no.
Yeah, no, nah, Buc-ee's is a Texas staple, you know. Now, but it's kind of growing all kind of different places. They have it in Georgia, Colorado, I think. They have a couple places. And the rumor is they're actually going to be putting one in Louisiana, too.
I heard that.
I don't, it's actually, no, that is not a rumor. I think it's going to be in Lafayette.
I believe that's what I heard.
Yeah.
It was something with an L, Lafayette or
it's going to be in Lafayette.
Something with an L, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
But at any rate, I'm here with Angie, you know, and we're in this amazing place. Shout out to Pacino's on Veterans. You know, shout out to the barista who allowed us to record here.
Yes.
As long as we say something good about them. But it goes without saying. I mean, Pacino's is amazing. I love Pacino's. This is actually your first time here.
Yes, it
and,
is.
And I've been to several one, you know, ever since I've been, you know, every time I come to Louisiana, or to New Orleans particularly, I'll stop at a Pacino's or something like that. But
it's good.
No, it's amazing over here, y'all. Come check it out. It's on Veterans. I think it's what? I forgot the address.
The 400 block, 424.
Veterans, yeah. So it's over here. But anyway, that's not the only thing I got you.
Eric.
Yeah, I know, right?
It is literally we're 2 days removed from his birthday. Like, it's his birthday.
I know. But I like bearing gifts, though. And, okay, so this one is a little bit special because this one came with, one, because you're one of the biggest supporters of the Sample Size Sense. So I wanted to give you some of the samples that I have. And
oh my goodness.
I have quite a few of them. Actually, the entire bag is yours.
No way.
Yeah. Yes,
Eric.
Way. Yes, way.
Y'all.
Yeah. These are some of the ones that I've actually tried and sampled.
Goodness.
And I said,
you
know what?
This big bottle, you're giving this to me?
Yeah, you can have it. You can have it. Now, full disclosure. Shout out to my friend Brittany. She's the one who gave it to me because she said that she wanted me to have it. And I said, you know what? I don't want it to go to waste. And so I'm going to give it to Angie because I know she loves fragrances.
I do.
This one is not a blue bottle.
This is the one you told
me
about.
That's the one I told you about. Yeah.
This is my kind of scent.
That's your kind of scent? Yeah.
Eric, thank you so much. Are these like the Decant X?
Yep.
What is it?
These are from Decant X. Yep.
Okay.
So I got one from The Harmonist. My favorite fragrance, which is Moon Glory, and I wanted you to have them, and the Louis Vuitton one. This one is a new one that I ended up getting.
Oh, Eric, thank you so much. That is so sweet of you. I appreciate this.
No problem.
Oh, another Bond Number 9 one. You gave me some of those before.
And another Bond Number 9 perfume. This is probably one of the best ones.
Eric, you did not have to do this. Thank you so much. It's not my birthday.
I know, but that's all right, though, because you are a huge supporter.
Thank you. Thank you for being such a huge supporter.
I watch every episode and I comment.
Yeah, you comment and stuff like that, and then you'd be like, well, what
thank
about?
You.
Yeah, so no, I really wanted you to have those.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much. I appreciate this.
You're welcome.
I'm so excited.
And I got one more thing.
Eric, that's not nice.
So, now, this one is one that you're going to have to choose. And the reason why is because I have to give some to other people.
Okay.
So I'm gonna let you choose which one you want.
Oh my goodness, this is not what this is supposed to be.
This is a part of my new collection that's available on angoliocompany.com/shop. Go to angoliocompany.com/shop. Not so shameless plug. But this is the new collection, and this collection is it's called Keep Quiet and Keep Working.
Right?
No. One of the shirts is called Keep Quiet and Keep Working, but the name of the collection is called Long Game Mentality. So I realize that in order for you to be able to be great at anything, you have to have a mindset or focus, and you also have to play the long game.
You have to play the long game.
So I wanted you to try have one of these. So I'll let you choose which one you want.
Y'all, let me tell you, if y'all ever see me in Walmart, at the gas station, running errands, shopping, or whatever, you're going to see me in the red, the sky blue, or the black heartbreak shirt.
Nice.
Always. Yep. You've seen it. I wore it in a video.
Yeah, you have.
I'm always wearing it. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I like this.
You like that one?
This color scheme is, I like this. Look at this, y'all. Can you see it? Yeah.
That one or this one?
Oh my goodness. Oh, this one is cute too. Blue is my favorite color.
Yes, it is.
Oh my goodness.
Or this one.
Oh, let's see the back first. Oh, I like that. Oh, this is the other one. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm keeping it all to myself. This is the long game mentality. Mm-hmm. Play the long game is on this one.
Yes, because we all need to play the long game. In order for us to be successful at anything that we do, we got to play the long game.
I like the long game mentality. This suits me perfectly.
That's the one you want?
And then look at Angolio Company at the back.
Because why not? Because we got to have Angolio Company on everything that we do.
Literally. But no, this one is, this. I say long game mentality, looking at the third shirt, but that's why, because this one was stuck in my head, so that's why I wanted to.
Oh, that's why you got that one?
Yeah, because it literally is a mentality. I was talking to somebody about stocks, and they're doing day trading, so they do the futures and the options and stuff. And I said, no, I'm the long game one. I buy the stocks, and I sit and wait for them to do their thug thistle.
Mm-hmm.
So this long game mentality is me, 100%.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh my goodness. I did not expect this.
You are by far my largest supporter of anything that I choose to do. And that's why I wanted to commemorate you for that. You know, because I think that you are, because you understand the game that I've been trying to do for well over a decade now.
Yeah.
You know, I've been working on this thing, working on that thing, trying to focus on this, trying to focus on that.
Mm-hmm.
And you understand.
Yeah.
Because you kind of been in the forefront, like kind of cheering me on and helping me out and, you know, giving me insight and stuff like that. So I just wanted to, you know, give you those.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
No
but
problem.
I do understand the game because the same thing that you're doing, I'm doing. But I do what I do to support you because not only because what you do is really great and really good, you're good at what you do and it's really great, but also because the same way I put out that support to you, I expect that from other people in return. So you put out what you want to get, but also because it really is great. I always tell you, you're great at what you do.
Thank you.
Whether it's the podcast, whether it's movies, short films, poetry, writing, everything, literally.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You have that technology stuff on lock as far as like the websites and the maneuvering different. Everything you do is and I'm not hyping him up because it's his birthday. This is legit. Like, look at his resume. You have to put together a bio or something or like
I will. I need to. You're right about that. I need to.
Showcases literally all of your works. I mean, all, not just Quiet Time, but I mean, go back to the podcast when you had the, what was it called? When like the gas station, remember I did the audio for the clerk or the news.
The TMP Times, yes.
TMP Times.
Yes.
You also had the radio station that you would do where you had the playlist of songs that you would do.
Yep.
You've had a lot of the Mystery Project. Let's go
oh,
way
man,
back
I
to
forgot
when
all
I
about
first
that
met
one.
You.
Yeah. Yeah.
So much stuff that you've done over the years and it's all great quality. And I really do believe in everything that you do. So I don't support you just because I want people to do it every time. I do support you because it's really good.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And it kind of goes with what this entire line is about, which is what we're talking about today, kind of like playing the long game when it comes to stuff. You know, just you have to kind of be in it to win it, and you have to continue to focus heavy, heavy, heavy on, like, you have to be almost delusional with it. You know, I was telling somebody that earlier today. Anything that you do, you have to do it with so much precision.
Yeah.
And you have to do it with a lot of delusion, simply because you're going to be looked upon as like, why are you still doing that? Wait, you still? Why are you? Like, even with you and money, like when we were talking earlier about the whole money thing, money and finances and stuff like that, and how you mentioned the amount of discipline that it takes to be able to build on something and to want something out of life. You need to have that discipline. You need to have that focus. It needs to be, again, it needs to be delusional.
Yes.
Right? So that's why I came out with this line or whatever, because I wanted people to understand that you're not going to... I was talking to a friend of mine recently, and we were talking about how back in 2020, where there were so many people who wanted to get into stock and stuff like that, and people were hitting me up saying, well, you know, because I need to make a couple of $1,000, you know, in 3 months. And I'm like, it's not going to work like that. It don't work like that.
No.
You know, no, you got to play the long game and you have to be in it to win it. You have to be consistent with it.
Yeah.
And talking about the post that you did earlier, the other day, about having to sacrifice, there's sacrifices that you need to make. So I wanted you to kind of talk a little bit about that.
So the main thing that it stemmed from is because in 2025, it's just so easy to find a whole lot of information. And then as an adult, you really don't need anybody to teach you how to do much. Everything is literally at your fingertips. But I also think that some people need a little bit of tough love. They need that little push, that shove to kind of get them in the right direction. But then also bring awareness to, if you wanted to, you would. Mm-hmm. That you know, that's a lot that goes around. That goes around social media a lot nowadays. If he wanted to, he would. If they wanted to, they would. Well, that's the same thing. But my main thing was like, what's your why? What is your reason for doing anything? If you want to buy a house, then you should lock in 6 months to a year ahead of time so that you can get those things in order or whatever like that.
Right.
But if you don't do it, it's nobody's fault but your own.
You literally
have to just do it. You have to have the discipline to say no to certain things for, like I said, 6 months to a year. If you do it for 6 months, then those 6 months you see how much progress you made. Getting to that year is gonna be easy breezy after that.
Yeah. Like, and the discipline is there. Within 6 months or six, however long you choose to do it or whatever, and you've actually met the goal that you have, that you desire, you realize how easy it actually was to do it. And then the mentality at that point is there to continue on doing it, right? And to continue to build on it and continue to work on it and continue to just to just hone the craft or whatever. So
that's the purpose of that post, was to kickstart that mentality.
Yeah.
To get you to just be like, I really can do this. I'm just making excuses. Mm-hmm. But once you, like you said, the 6 months, however long, 3 months, and you see how much you can actually save, then you're like, oh, well, that was easy. I was lying to myself the whole time saying I couldn't and I really can.
Right.
And then from there, once it's in, you can lose it. But for the most part, once you start that engine, you're gone. It's going to take a lot to get you to really fall back and not. But I mean, now if you just, you know. But I'm gonna leave people alone. I ain't gonna talk bad about people.
We're not gonna talk bad about them or anything. But what we will say is that, you know, it does. A lot of times, all it simply takes is the desire to want to do it.
Yeah.
But the motivation to want to do it. But once the motivation subsides, then all you have left is the discipline.
Yeah. Literally.
You gotta build it up or whatever, you know. So. You have to build it up a little bit to continue to be. You have to build up that discipline in order for you to see any type of results.
And then it becomes a way of life. Once you do it, it becomes a way of life. And discipline in any form will also create more discipline. Like, if you know that you can be disciplined when it comes to going out, you pull back on going out.
Right.
Then you say, oh, well, if I could stop going out, then I could stop going to Starbucks, or if I could stop going to the fast food restaurants or whatever, you realize that you can do so much more if you just, once you get that initial discipline bug in you.
Right.
It makes everything so much easier.
It does. It really does. I mean, think about it. There's a workout routine called 75 Hard.
Are you familiar with it? Yeah, and then they have the soft as well. 75 Hard and 75 Soft.
The soft, really?
Yeah.
What's somebody told me about the 75 soft.
I don't know the particulars of it, but they do have 75 hard and soft. This girl I watch on YouTube, she does a lot.
Yeah. And that's the thing, you know, the 75 hard, it's not about losing weight. And it's not about, you know, it's not about that. It's more or less about the discipline that it takes to be able to consistently do it. Because if you can do that consistently for 75 days, then you can do damn near anything else that you want to do. And I think that's what the 75 hard mainly is about. It's about showcasing the level of consistency.
Yeah.
And once you build that consistency and you focus on the discipline. We keep saying discipline, y'all, because that is what's important.
Literally.
Discipline is very, very important with all of this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you can't, there's going to be days when you say, you know what, man, I don't feel like spending, I don't feel like saving the day, you know. I do want to go and buy this this purse, or I do want to go buy this phone. Like, for me, it's phones. Mm-hmm. I do want to go buy this phone. And you have to tell yourself, you know what, no. No.
Yeah.
Because I'm focused on a goal. Mm-hmm. I have a goal that I need to meet, and I need to exceed this goal. And it's that's it. That's really it.
Yeah.
You know? I was talking to a friend of mine or whatever, and, you know, we were talking about the idea of, okay, this is full transparency. We were talking about why I haven't made it to the next level yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, and which is kind of like what sparked this entire long game mentality. I was like, well, I mean, you know, there's times where I just had to stop because I had so many other things going on or whatever, whatever. And she listened to me, and then afterwards she was like, you know, that's an excuse, right?
Mm-hmm.
I said, man, I know it's an excuse or whatever, but you got to understand, though. And she was like, it's an excuse. Like, you have to play the long game.
Right.
She said, you have to have this mentality that this is going to happen no matter what.
Yeah.
And when she said that kind of instilled something in me, or it kind of triggered something in me or whatever, I was like, you know what, it is all about the long game.
Yeah.
You know, because I was, and okay let me tell you about this, because this shit pissed me off so bad.
Okay.
So I was watching a video actually yesterday. A friend of mine was telling me about this YouTube channel called, so I think it's called Soft White Something, I can't remember the name of it, but anyway, it's a guy interviewing people that were on, like, Skid Row, like, you know, they were former prostitutes or escorts.
Okay.
You know, people who've had some type of emotional abuse, or, you know, any type of abuse or whatever. And he would just literally sit down and just interview and just let them talk, right, about whatever it was that happened.
Yeah.
I thought about that exact same, now mind you, he's been out for 9 years now. I thought about that exact same thing 10 years ago. That exact same model. In fact, I interviewed three people. One of the interviews, it was up. I took it down or whatever, but it was up or whatever. But it was basically someone talking about the trauma that they've sustained while they were younger, and some of the things that they've had to learn how to navigate through. And it pissed me off so bad. I like the concept of it, but it pissed me off so bad because the minute I stopped doing it is when somebody else did it.
Yeah.
And it took off.
Yeah.
And so had I played the long game on that, it would be different.
Yeah, it would be. But, and it's so unfortunate that we procrastinate, or we either second guess ourselves, or we quit too soon, or we stop too soon, because stuff like that does happen. You're like, if I would have just kept at it, or if I would have kept going,
keep going.
You know, it would have, who knows what could have happened.
Right.
So yeah, it's
hard, man. It's hard.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, it was hard for me because would I have been as successful as this person was? Probably, probably not. Who knows? I don't know. But it was an example. It was the perfect example of somebody not playing the long game.
Yeah.
I didn't play the long game. And because I didn't play the long game, because I didn't see immediate results, like going back to the whole stock thing, going back to people saving money, going back to all these different things. If you don't see immediate results, you immediately get discouraged.
Yeah.
And because you get discouraged, you know, it discourages you from everything.
Yeah, and it's also, it's it's what the world is making it out to be. It's the microwave mentality. We want things, you know, right then, right now, right here, and to happen ASAP, but that's just not the way it works for everybody.
Right.
But I think that, like, I think it was Kevin Hart who said it, that where I first heard the term, but he said, my overnight success took 11 years or something like that, he said.
Right.
You know, so me, and this is kind of off topic, but not really, but everything that I've been doing, from the website, blogging, YouTube videos, podcasting, YouTube has probably been the longest, which maybe 15 years now, maybe. Mm-hmm. May not be as long. I want to say 2011 is when I made my first video. So right around 14 years, I would say, maybe. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. 2025, yeah, that's right.
So I honestly, I have to think, I've had to think to myself, like, Angela, why do you do? I really enjoy the creative process, you know, thinking of something to make a video or a podcast episode or a blog post about, and then actually putting it out there for somebody to see, or it, whatever. Yeah. I don't actually look for the views, or that would be nice, but I'm not doing it for that reason. I do it because of the love of it. It challenges me to be creative and to do different things. And I really just enjoy it. And I hope, and organically, I want whoever's going to find me to come.
Right.
And oddly enough, I got on TikTok about a year ago. This month made a year. And I did a video recently. This guy was like, use this sound and do this and your views are going to go up. Well, I tried it and it's currently at like 75,000 views on that post.
Nice.
And I'm like, oh, well, wait a minute now. This is, I don't know if I was, I'm okay with my 100 views, 300.
Right.
It's like, yeah, that's too much. And I have people saving it as their favorite video or reposting it. And I'm like, see, I'm not used to this.
Right.
I put it out here for this reason, but not for this reason. Like, I want people to see it, but this is too many eyes.
Right.
So I'm like, I have to check with myself and say, Angela, well, you don't want just one or two people to see it.
Right.
You want as many people that could be transformed or inspired by it that can possibly see it, you
because
know?
Because that's what it's about.
That's
it's about the message,
what it's
yeah.
about, because I do it all day long. I'm watching other people's content, and I'm just one person.
Right.
So one person plus 75,000
could be the one that views my stuff,
you know? So it's a mentality. Mm-hmm. You have the microwave mentality where you want things right away, and then you have the overnight that took 11, 10, 20, however many years. But the heart and the passion for it, I think, has to be there.
It has to be consistent.
Yeah.
You know, not only does it have to be there, but it also has to be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And in order for you to be able to overcome anything, that the one thing you have to overcome above all else is the mindset,
yeah.
is the mentality,
yep.
is the discipline,
mm-hmm.
and the sacrifices, you know, because sometimes the sacrifices that you make, it's not going to be pretty. But they are necessary.
It's worth it in the end.
You know, I remember reading somewhere where it says, like, nothing is free.
No.
There is there's an exchange somewhere in whatever you do. So whether it be an exchange of time, whether it be an exchange of resources, an exchange of relationships or whatever, you know, you're sacrificing that just to get to a higher plane or a higher ground, then it... You need to be prepared for whatever those
Absolutely.
Whatever those sacrifices are.
This guy who I watch on YouTube, he says, "You gonna pay on the front end or you gonna pay on the back end?"
Yep.
So it's like it's you, like he said, nothing is free.
Yep.
Eventually,
I like that.
You gonna pay.
I like that. You pay on the front end or
you gonna pay on the back end? But you
like
gonna
that.
Pay.
I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
It's true.
It literally is true.
It's
because
true.
You think, oh, you know, I got this, or if we go back to the sacrifice. You paying for it now by losing time with your family or friends, or, oh, I don't get a chance to do this as much as possible. But then a year later, you've moved into the house of your dreams, or you've purchased the car of your dreams, all because you sacrificed. So it's like, it didn't really work out on the front end, but on the back end.
On the back end, yeah.
And then vice versa. It didn't work out on the back end, but on the front end, I got some joy out of that. I got some whatever out of it. So it's always... And this life is about balance. So you just have to pick and choose what you're going to give a whole lot of energy to.
Right.
I was telling Yanni the other day, I'm like, life is going to happen. That's regardless. Like, nobody has the perfect life. You're going to have ups and downs. It's going to be a time where you're going to have to just sit back and just not do anything for however long. But that's a part of life. Like, you can't just expect to coast through life without any issues. Now you can, based on how you handle it. Like, you know, nothing is no sweat off your back when stuff happens. You know, it's just like, okay, all right, it is what it is.
But then if you do that, that's, you know, at that point you're only simply just existing in the world.
Yes.
You're not doing anything to fulfill yourself.
Yes.
Obviously, that's something that a lot of people are kind of fighting through right now anyway. They're trying to figure out what their place is. And, you know, they're so content with where they are, or not even content. They're so accepting of where they are, mm-hmm. you know, and they don't want to deviate from anything else. I remember you said something, we were talking earlier about some other stuff or whatever, and you mentioned how the brain...
Protects us.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It protects us. And how it can protect you from, you know, from things or whatever that may have happened to you in the past. But it also protects you from uncomfortability too.
Yeah.
So that is one thing that you definitely need to be able to fix.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta fix that. You gotta fix that part of your brain where it begins to become, even though it's uncomfortable, you still have to push through it.
Yeah.
Because you know at the end, because your feeling and your knowing of whatever it is that's going to happen has to be a lot stronger than your brain telling you, I don't know if we should do that. It's not
working.
And
that's why I put on that post, you got to have mind control over Debo.
Yeah, like, you do,
you
right.
You literally have to have mind control over your mind. Like, your brain can say one thing or your mind can say one thing, but you have to be like, no. Like, in the post that we're referencing, the title is, Yes, You Can Save and You Can Save Now. And I was basically saying how some people are like, oh, no, I can't save right now. I can't save. I got this. Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
You have to tell yourself, hey, yes, you can save. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't do that. But making excuses doesn't make it any better. Like, so you actually have to have mind control over your mind.
Right.
And you know how some people say you can have a thought about something, but you got to cast that thought down. You got to, like, dismiss that thought. You can't allow that thought to come into fruition, or you can't feed that thought, because if you feed it, then obviously it's a bad thought. Then you don't want to feed that, because bad things happen from bad thoughts. You want to make sure that if your mind says, I can't save, nope, you got to automatically stop it and correct it and say, yes, I can save. Or I can't make this movie. Well, you literally said that you can't do it. So if it don't happen, you said it. You know, so you have to be able to reprogram your mind and your brain to be like, think of the positive, and even if you don't believe it, fake it till you make it in that sense. Like, oh yeah, I can do this, I can do that, I can do that. And then you'll eventually do it.
Right. One thing I will say is that I used to take that stance where it's like, you know, because I used to take that stance where you need to be able to, like, push away to stop thinking negative or whatever.
Yeah.
But now I'm more of, you know what? I'm more of acknowledging now, like, mm-hmm. okay, you know what? I know this is a negative thought or whatever, but that negative thought is not stronger than
what you know to be true.
Than what I know to be true.
Yeah.
What I know to be true is that this movie is being made.
Yeah.
What I know to be true is that I'm saving $1,000.
Yes.
That's what I know to be true. So, you know, I do think pushing away the negative thoughts, although it can be beneficial to a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
you know, to some people it may not work just as well, but at the end of the day, you can at least acknowledge it and say, you know what, this is what it is. I know, okay, I'm thinking negative right now. I'm in a space right now. That's what I do now. I give myself the ability to say, you know what, okay, I'm down on myself right now, but I know by 1 o'clock, I'll be in a better space.
Yeah.
You know, and just as quickly as the brain can think of something negative, it can think of something positive.
Yes, it can.
Or it can actually instill that positive. It can reinforce that positive mentality,
mm-hmm.
right? It can reinforce it, and it can make it basically move it back to the top.
Yeah,
again.
Yeah.
So, it's the brain is powerful, y'all.
Yes, it is.
It is very, very powerful, and you know. Sometimes fighting against the brain, against your mindset and your brain, you will lose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you've lost the war.
No.
You may have lost for the moment, but you're not going to lose long term.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you have that long game mentality and you begin to say to yourself,
literally,
hell or high water.
Yes.
You know, this is going to happen.
Yeah.
So it's crazy.
I think that's essentially saying that determination wins.
Yeah.
So if you're determined to do something, then you'll find the discipline and excel after that.
Right.
So
I remember Will Smith said this. He said, you know, you may have more talent than me, you know, you may have more money than me, but one thing you're not going to do is have, you're not going to outwork me.
Yeah.
You know, because I am going to work harder than you to make you see that I can, that I deserve it.
Yeah.
More. And you have to be at that long game mentality.
Yeah, that's that. I mean,
that's what it is in a nutshell.
Literally, there's no other words you can use to describe it or to say it. It's a long game, mm-hmm. and you have to have that mentality. And even if you don't have the patience, you're going to have the patience and understand the bigger picture and know that, hey, this is worth it, and it may take me some time, but.
But it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
If
right.
I'm not for sure about anything else, it's going to happen. And yeah. then that determination is going to make sure that it happens. It may take you 5 years. It may take you 3 months. But it's going to happen. And yeah. whatever that is, you just have to have that long time. That's going. What's the title of this episode going to be? It's going to be
long game mentality. Yeah, there we go. Long game mentality. That's going to be the name of this one because that's what we've been talking about.
And it's a soft launch, or I guess a. Hey y'all, this is Long Game Mentality.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's available right now. It's on the site right now, yeah. It's available right now on Engoleo.com/shop. You know, mm-hmm. That's the parent company, obviously, Engoleo Company. I had to revamp my site or whatever, but I'll get into that another time. I'll talk to you about that another time. But today, thank you so much for this conversation.
Oh, no problem. Now, you know, this is... What are we, 2 hours in now?
We are 2 hours in. Yeah.
And like, we've only recorded about 30 minutes
of it. Yeah.
But I mean, y'all, we've been talking and yeah. it's been great because Eric is my most well-rounded friend. Like, I mean, I could literally say anything and he's going to understand it. He's going to be able to relate to it. I don't feel like it's far-fetched. Like anything I've told him today, he was not like surprised by like, well, what makes you think that? He was not. He was like, oh, well, this means and this, and I'm glad that you, like, he. This dude,
yeah.
He is.
Yeah, it's.
He is 100 grand. I mean, I'm telling you.
Thank you.
I mean, this has been. I couldn't wait to share with the things that I share. I could not wait because I knew. If nobody else would understand me, you would understand.
Yeah.
You would connect the dots and, oh, well, this is why this happened. And I remember you telling me that he listens, he remembers, and he can be there with you to connect the dots and to give you a perspective that you may not have thought of. And this has been great. And I'm so glad that we were able to see one another today. And
yeah.
you are 2 days removed. What is it, the 22nd? Yeah, you're 2 days removed from your what birthday?
47th.
No
47th birthday. You know what's funny about
looking
that?
Looking 25, 28 years old. Can you believe this?
That. I appreciate that. I tell people all the time the reason why I do a little thing at work, right? So people will be like, you know, how old are you? I'm like, well, guess, you know? Mm-hmm. And I always tell people the exact same thing I'm going to tell you. The reason why I look the way I look is simply because I choose to be happy every day. You know, you can wake up now. Obviously, I'm human, so there'll
yeah.
be times where I'm still like, you know, pissed off with the world and stuff like that. I don't feel like dealing with anything. I don't feel like talking to people and stuff like that. I mean, it is what it is. I'm human. But for 80% of the time, 90% of the time, I choose to look at the positive things in life.
As you should.
Because that's all we have.
47.
You know?
I cannot believe
47
that.
Years
Ain't
young, yo.
Ain't no way.
Ain't no way, yo. But that's me.
That's crazy. Life has been good to you. Or if it has not been good, you've handled it well.
Right.
You've done a great job.
That's me.
Thank you for being who you are.
Thank
I want to give you a flower since you came bearing gifts for me and I didn't bring anything for you. Thank you for being who you are.
Thank you
for being, I always tell people, if somebody tell me anything about tech or podcasts or anything like that, I'm like, my friend Eric, I'm going to give you his number or reach out to him. Here's his Facebook page or here's his whatever. He's going to help you with it. He's good. And he won't charge a thing. And I know that I shouldn't say that. But
I
say that from the heart of who he is.
Right.
Like, he will help anybody with anything. Hop on a road. I remember Yanni said something about she was getting ready to do the podcast or thinking about doing a podcast. Next thing I knew, she's FaceTiming me. You're in her office. And she was like, we just did the podcast. I'm like...
Yeah.
You literally were just talking about this, and he came to the rescue or came to help. He's just that's who he is, and I appreciate you. I don't have to keep telling them, but I appreciate you for always being a helping hand, always being a helping ear, always being there to extend your expertise or whatever, or help or whatever to anybody you come in contact with. And since the first time I met you, however many years ago, I'm just grateful for you, and I appreciate everything that you do for me, everything that you do for everybody else.
Thank you.
And if
Thank
it
you.
Goes unnoticed with other people, it does not go unnoticed with me. I love your heart. I appreciate you as a person.
I appreciate that. I really do. Because, look, I appreciate it. I can't even, I'm not even going to justify it.
Yeah, don't justify it. Just take it.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I thank you. I received that.
You're a good person, and the world needs more people like you.
Thank you.
Truly.
I really appreciate that. It goes, it just, it warms your heart knowing that there are people out here who not only believe in you, because I mean, don't get me wrong, I got people in my corner.
Yeah.
You know, my wife, my friends and stuff like that, they believe in me.
Mm-hmm.
But when you hear it, you're like, okay, I got to keep going.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I got to keep going. And you know that's been my mantra for over a decade now. Mm-hmm. Keep going. And it's just, I gotta, thank you.
No problem. So. Absolutely no problem at all. Thank you. This was necessary.
And, This was necessary.
This was very good conversation.
Right. So
I don't even know what time they close. Yeah. Hold on, let me see.
We about to get on out of here, y'all. Real quick, where can they find you?
They can find me, 9 p.m. Yeah. Okay. Y'all can find me at SincerelyAngieM.com. Everything pretty much is Sincerely Angie. So, but if you go to SincerelyAngieM.com, you'll see links to the Instagram, the YouTube, the podcast. Everything is there. So, yeah, SincerelyAngieM.com.
We need this merch. When is merch coming?
Oh, gosh.
We need this merch because you playing now.
No, yeah, I'm going to think of something. And then I was telling somebody, I'm like, I don't want my people to buy my stuff to, like, pay for advertising for me by me putting my name on it. I'm like, oh, I want to add something to standard. They said, well, Chanel, Louis Vuitton, Christian Louboutin,
they
people pay to wear their name. Why wouldn't they pay to wear your name? And I'm like, you know what?
Exactly.
You're right. You're right. When you're right, you're right. So
when you're right, you're right.
Yeah, I'm getting I'm becoming bolder and putting myself out there and doing things that are out of my comfort zone. Because as they say, nothing good comes out of comfort zone. So I'm trying to be a little bit more out there.
Yeah.
I'm stepping outside of my own little circle and box that I put myself in. And I'm going to try and do a little bit more.
Yeah.
I'm going to do more.
You're going to do more. You're doing more.
You're doing more.
Yeah. And and that goes back to what we said earlier about the uncomfortability.
Yes.
Your brain is telling you like, nah, they don't need to know everything about me. Which they don't. They don't need to know everything about you. But they need to at least represent you.
Yes.
So because you do have great content, check out our website. Check out that post that she put out on, was it 18th, I think? You put it out on the 18th
or
so?
Yes.
That post about the, which is basically what we're talking about right now.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out, y'all. It's definitely worth it. And check out like the money management series that she did, or the money management podcast. Dear Finances is still on there.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Go check that one out, y'all. Also, Dear Finances, because it's awesome.
Yes, and we have multiple Dear Finance episodes.
We do.
On your stuff, on my stuff, the blog post, everything is connected. But yeah, I think I did up to three of them, or maybe four, and I think you were on two of mine, and then I was on one of mine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah, y'all.
But all right, until the next time, y'all, thank you so much. I appreciate y'all listening to this discussion with this person about cool stuff. So until the next time, peace.